My name is David Mulder. I am on the Samba team and on at SUSE. I'm also a Samba team member in the community. This is a project I've worked on for a couple of years, enabling certificate auto enrollment in Samba. Enrollment and renewal for certificates. This is a part of Active Directory. What is certificate auto enrollment? The feature is new in Samba since 4.16. So certificate auto enrollment is a function of Active Directory certificate services. It's kind of a side feature that you can install as part of Active Directory. It's kind of an older thing for Microsoft, but it's still used quite frequently in Active Directory and in work environments. It's enabled on host machines using group policy, which is something that I added to Samba a couple of years ago. Group policy support for clients. It allows users and devices to enroll for renewal of certificates automatically, and there's no user interaction required. Normally, IT teams on a Linux host would need to manually monitor these certificates for renewal, and that's the advantage to having auto enrollment, is that it renews them and enrolls them automatically without manual interaction on these hosts, as long as the host is a member of the group policy. Of course, manual monitoring, the traditional approach, can cause disruptive outages in your environment. Of course, the reality is certificates will expire, and it's best to renew them sooner rather than later. And it's sort of like finding a needle in a haystack when you have thousands of machines to monitor. So there are a number of proprietary implementations for Linux, and that was my motivation in writing this tool, actually. I used to work on one of these proprietary products, I won't mention which, and I took part in meetings where they discussed how they could discourage people from using Samba because of this feature, because it was not available, and this was their selling point, that certificate auto enrollment was available in the proprietary tools, you could not get it in Samba. So I fixed that. You're welcome. Kind of my history background is I started at SUSE, by the way, and then I went to a proprietary tool for a couple years and then came back. So how certificate auto enrollment works in Samba, it has these three important components that kind of work in tandem. So Samba GP update is similar to the Windows GP update tool, if you're familiar with group policy. It reads from the Windows sysvol to check if it's enrolled or enabled, and then it copies the certificate server and template information from the sysvol and from LDAP. Your LDAP configuration. The CertMonger tool provides a daemon which monitors the certificates for impeding expiration and refreshes them if necessary. Sepsis is a project, it's a plug-in to CertMonger which implements the protocols to enable certificate enrollment and certificate enrollment service. These are services that are well-defined in Microsoft specifications. I did not write Sepsis or CertMonger. I just tied the pieces together into Samba and automated the parts that were needed for auto enrollment. So for years now, we have had certificate enrollment available, but it was a complex process. So what I've added is group policy auto enrollment, which makes it seamless. So I'm going to show you a demo. It's just pre-recorded. I did that intentionally in case stuff messed up while I was working or doing it here. I've had that happen before. Certificate auto enrollment configuration first requires that the Windows server roles certification authority,
certificate enrollment policy web service, and certificate enrollment web service are installed. To configure the server, open the Group Policy Management Console, and in the Management Editor, using the default domain policy here, under Public Key Policies, you've got this auto enrollment option. And you just have to set this to enabled. And of course, check the boxes to renew and update certificates. And that enables certificate auto enrollment for a client. To do an advanced configuration, you go into the Certificate Services Client Dialog and enable it. And by default, it will include the standard configuration, which is this configuration here. It dumps this as a key that refers back to the LDAP configuration. But then you can add more servers here to distribute policies to the client. I'm not going to show advanced configuration here. You should be able to see my terminal. And you can see that I currently have no certificates being tracked. And while it does have the this default sepsis CA option here, the Samba's group policy will add additional CAs to this list for requesting certificates, and I'll show that to you. So if we do a EP update, and first I'll do an RSOP. RSOP is a resultant set of policy. It displays policy that will be deployed and has been deployed on a computer. You'll see here that the auto enrollment extension detects that there is a policy deployed, and this is the certificate. It's just a test server, so I don't care that you see that. And then here's the name of the test server, and then it also lists the templates that are going to be installed. You can see the contents of the registry here. Oh, maybe I'll just open that. So we can see in the registry.pull file on the sysfol, there's this auto enrollment key set, AE policy, and it shows that it's enabled. There's a flag set in there that says it's enabled. These other two, we don't actually use, these other two settings. This is the only one we really care about. If we did have advanced configuration enabled, you would see it down here, also under auto enrollment and then under policy servers. So let's apply.
We do support advanced configuration. I just didn't show that
down. I'm going to call a force on the Samba GP update command, which will force a reapply of policy. And installs just the server certificate. Now, if we look at, certificates, we have one certificate that's been deployed by our Active Directory certificate service, and it matches the machine template it supported. Now, we could have multiple templates set up. We could have hundreds. There's lots of templates that you can use. And the Microsoft provides like preset templates that you can clone.
It puts them
and
in these Samba directories.
If we look at the
but it's similar
CAs,
to the correct location.
You can see here
distribution.
That to CertMonger, we've added this certificate authority that provides that uses the sepsis submit utility, which is the sepsis plugin to CertMonger, and it specifies the server that we're talking to and the authentication type that we're using.
Okay, so we're about done here. Real quick, it's available, like I said, in Samba 4.16, which is on OpenSUSE 15.5, SLE 15SP5. I also checked it's on Fedora 36 and above. I don't know about RHEL, I couldn't see their package details. And then Ubuntu has it in 23.10. So thanks. Any questions?
Yeah. Documentation. Where can I find documentation?
He asked where I can, he can find documentation. Yeah, there's documentation. I have a ebook that I put up. It's available on there's pointer. It's pointed to on the Samba Wiki. But it is, so if you go to the Samba Wiki and search for certificate auto enrollment, there's quite a bit of explanation just on the Samba Wiki. But there's also a link to the ebook for group policy that has a little bit more detail. And then if you find it lacking, just ping me and or slap me while you're here or something.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thanks.